Jaipur, the Pink City, Part 1. After ignoring the desert state for the longest imaginable time, I corrected this wrong and picked up Rajasthan as my chosen destination for the next few posts. And I begin with its capital, Jaipur. UNESCO has inscribed it as a creative city in 2019. Of the 7 creative city categories, Jaipur belongs to the crafts and folk art category. Besides being a UNESCO creative city, Jaipur boasts 2 more UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Jaitar Mantra, and the Amber Fort. But summing up Jaipur heritage as just these 2 attractions would be like treating the tip of the iceberg as the entire iceberg. Nargarh Fort, Jaigarh Fort, Hawa Mahal, Palace of Wind, Jal Mahal, Water Palace, Iswari Minor Tower, City Palace, all these adorn Jaipur. Given the fare it offers, one post cannot do justice to its splendor. In the post, I'll just take you along for a quick ride through the heart of the city. Jaipur Heritage. Compared to the other UNESCO cultural heritage sites, it is a newer city, founded in 1727 CE by Sawajai Singh II. While other Rajasthan cities are on hill terrain, Jaipur is on the plains and follows a grid plan. Its streets feature continuous colonnaded establishments that intersect in the center, creating chopper, large public squares. Uniform facades mark the markets, temples, and residences built along the major streets. Ancient Hindu, early Mughal, and Western cultures have together influenced its urban planning. The grid plan is from the west, but the organization of the sectors, chakras, is from the traditional Hindu concept. It maintains its local commercial, artisanal, and cooperative traditions, staying true to the reason for its establishment as a commercial capital. Under the king's instruction, these establishments were all painted sandstone pink, and remain so to this day. For a bird's eye view of the city grid, no better vantage than Iswari Minor Swargasau. Next to Tripolia Gate and the old city of Jaipur, this 35 meters tall minaret dominates the old city that is a spread-out cluster of 2- and 3-story structures. From the top, an awe-inspiring 360 degrees view of the city familiarizes you with its topography. The City Palace Complex. The sprawling City Palace Complex lies to the east of Iswari Minor. While it still serves as a royal residence, it also houses Jaitar Mantra and Hawa Mahal. Closer to the minor, it is easy to spot the high wall of the complex, conspicuous courtesy of its typical Rajasthani architecture. Most of the residential quarters of the palace are off-limits for travelers except for a museum. Splendid regal outfits and priceless artifacts pack this museum, and they do not allow photography inside. Jaitar Mantra. Completed in 1738, Raja Jai Singh commissioned it as an astronomical observatory. In our times when miniaturization is de rigueur, it is fascinating to take a stroll through astronomical instruments, some of them over 20 meters tall. The observatory comprises 19 built-to-perfection instruments that measure time, predict eclipses, track stars and constellations, and more. One instrument, the Vrihat Samrat Yantara, the majestic king of instruments, has a height of 27 meters and measures time in 2-second intervals through the shadow cast by its gnomon. It is the largest sundial in the world. I find Jai Prakash Yantra instrument fascinating. It comprises 2 hemispherical bowl-shaped sundials. The marked marble slabs within map the inverted image of the sky. Observers can move inside the instrument to measure altitudes, azimuths, angles, and declinations. In a photograph, these look like a stunning graphic. During each visit, I marvel at the mastery of the masons who created this. Detailed drawings must have helped, but creating it in brick and mortar needs tremendous precision. Hawa Mahal. Rajasthan being a desert state, the summer temperatures soar upwards of 45 degrees Celsius, 113 degrees Fahrenheit. The men could sit out in the open to beat the heat, But the tradition did not allow the ladies to show even a slight part of the skin to the outsiders. They had to remain indoors and follow the purdah, veil, system. Inspired by the Khetri Mahal, Wind Palace, in Jhunjhunyu, Maharaja Sawai Pratap Singh built this architectural marvel. Replete with ornate Rajasthani Jorokha, hanging balcony, architecture, it works on the principle of a wind tunnel. The gentle breeze on the lower floors turns to gale force by the time you reach the top. And you realize, it works. While its utility was beating the heat, it has turned into a powerful tourist magnet. Every traveler to Jaipur makes it a point to visit and experience its magnificence. When they built these structures, much of the advances in technology and science that we know of today had not yet happened. Considering that, these heritage gems leave you awed. Next week, I'll take you through Amber, Amer, Nargarh, and Jaigarh Fort.